So it is said that we get our future life based on the good or bad we have done this life. So if somebody dies young and they haven't done any good or bad, what destination will they get? Yeah, suicidal cases also. See, first of all, we can see karma like a big water tank. So it's not just what we have done in this lifetime. The soul's existence in the material world is anadi. Anadi means it's almost like beginningless. So we have the karma. Right now, we are in a particular situation that is not just by what we have done in this life. It is also by what we have done in the previous life. So if we consider a water tank, water is coming in from one side and water is going out from the other side. And this has been going on for a long, long time. So a lot of water is stored in the water tank already. So like that, in our karmic tank, the actions that we are doing right now, whatever we do, we are doing some good or bad. Even if a person lives for 10, 15, 20 years, they do some good, some bad. Children may not do so much karma because they are just acting according to, they have limited influence and they act largely according to the parents' guidance. But as we grow up, we also act. So our actions, good or bad, they are adding to the karmic tank. Like water flowing inside. And conversely, whatever we undergo in our life, sometimes we get disease, sometimes we get financial challenges, sometimes we get relational challenges. All these are the karma coming out to us. Just talking about negative karma, like that positive karma can also be there. That's like the water flowing out. So when we leave our body, this particular body at the time of death, for whatever cause, there is still much water that is there in the karmic tank. And based on that water that is there in the karmic tank, we get a particular body. Now, if somebody commits suicide, then that means that this act of destroying the body, it also adds some karma to that tank, because it's not our body to destroy. And what destination one will get, that will depend on the sum total of the karma that they've done. So that particular act of suicide, that will also bring some reaction. But overall, what they have done in this life as well as in earlier lives, some of it is got exhausted now, but much of it is still remaining. So this what we are doing, that is called as, what we do, that is called as agami karma, what I'm doing right now. What is coming back to me, that is called as prarabdha karma. And what is the storage tank, that is called as sanchit karma. So the accumulated karma is still there, and that determines our next body. So when we become purified, that means we practice bhakti, then basically this whole sanchit karma, accumulated karma, it gets by the practice of by practice of bhakti, it becomes removed. And when this karmic tank becomes exhausted, empty, then we become liberated and we attain eternal life at that time. Okay. So thank you very much.